Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s around 70. Winds will be from the east. For tomorrow, sunny skies, again, upper 80s around 90. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy at 70. And Friday, sunny skies, temps in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News.
The Pork Checkoff, celebrating the flavors of summer. National Pork Board Domestic Marketing Vice President Angie Krieger says the demand for creative home cooking ideas has only increased during this unique time.
According to most recent data from our data partner IRI, that now COVID cases are continuing to rise again, and consumers are continuing to look for more options to cook from home. So even as restaurants have reopened, cooking at home mentions on social media have grown 50% since June 2nd. So we know people are still having a lot of meals at home with their families. In fact, according to recent data, 70% of consumers are still cooking 90% of their meals at home. So this is really good news for pork and for our retail sales.
Well, grilling has been a great opportunity this summer.
The thought of being outside and making memories and enjoying their friends and families in a way that they can still social distance has never sounded better. So we're celebrating grilling season, and part of that is going to be really leaning in and sponsoring some great live content on National Grilling Day.
Today is National Grilling Day, and the Pork Checkoff has a live day-long grill-a-thon going on their Facebook page. And new legislation introduced this week would expand access to telehealth options for rural residents. The KEEP Telehealth Options Act would require the federal government to study the actions taken to expand access to telehealth services during the COVID-19 pandemic, then report on how to improve those services. It was a bipartisan bill introduced by Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer and Jackie Rosen from Nevada. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the CARES Act funding with the additional $600 for unemployment benefits is ending in the state of Kansas. So the Kansas Department of Labor is working to extend their own unemployment benefits. But like we've seen throughout the entire pandemic, they're struggling to make it happen.
We're in the final stages of testing for the extended benefit program. And so we're hoping to roll that extended benefit program out by the end of this week. We know that there's been some frustration, but part of this testing is to make sure that we get it right.
That was Ryan Wright, the acting Secretary of Labor on KWCH News. In other news, after the three felony criminal charges have been filed against Congressman Steve Watkins of the 2nd District, Cake News reports that the congressman called the charges bogus and said the false information given to the sheriff's detectives was a problem with his staff filing his state voter registration. The congressman told the sheriff's detective that one of the congressman's staffers completed the incorrect voter registration form and is looking to dismiss the charges. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/1/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A 40-year-old Kansas City man is charged with second-degree murder and a shooting at a gas station. Jackson County prosecutors charged Isaac Knighton Tuesday in the death of 28-year-old Javon McCray. McCray was shot on Sunday at a gas station in Kansas City. Witnesses told police Knighton was with his girlfriend and the five young children when the two men got into a confrontation after Knighton looked at McCray in a strange way. Both men were armed. Several other people became involved in the argument as well, and prosecutors say Knighton shot McCray several times while other people stood between them. And President Donald Trump is awarding the nation's highest civilian honor to Jim Ryan, a former Kansas congressman who is the first high school runner to clock a mile in under 4 minutes. Trump is scheduled to honor the three-time Olympian with the Presidential Medal of Freedom at the White House on Friday this week. The Wichita native entered the record books in 1964 at age 17 by becoming the first high school runner to break the four-minute barrier in the mile with a 3-minute, 59-second record. He competed in three Olympic Games and later served in Congress. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. An eastern Nebraska man has been arrested on suspicion of shooting his teenage son. The Omaha World Herald reports that the shooting happened on Monday morning in a Louisville home. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says a deputy had been to the home around 10:30 a.m. for a domestic disturbance between a 53-year-old man and his 16-year-old son. Officials say the deputy de-escalated the disturbance and left to meet with a prosecutor to discuss child removal options when he was called back to the home because the father had shot the teen. The boy was flown to a hospital where he was in serious but stable condition. In other news, college athletes in Nebraska may soon be able to sign endorsement deals with sneaker companies, car dealerships, and other sponsors under a bill approved by lawmakers. Lawmakers gave the measure final approval on Tuesday with a 37-6 vote. The measure would apply to student athletes at the University of Nebraska and its smaller state colleges. It would cover athletes in all sports, although Nebraska's football, basketball, and volleyball players are likely to have the most money-making opportunities. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area schools are grappling with a changing set of start dates for the upcoming school year, with initial guidelines introduced by the State Board of Education, and then the governor's announcement of a delay until after Labor Day. The State Board has yet to weigh in with a response. Area districts have taken the subject under discussion at recent regular board meetings, with several special board meetings also slated. In a letter to parents this past weekend, New Marysville USD 364 Superintendent Michael Couch addressed plans to return to direct classroom learning, but spoke to a remote learning option for parents with additional concerns regarding COVID-19. Those choosing remote learning will be expected to supervise students directly for 3 to 4 hours each day. A tentative start date of September 8th is suggested. Couch went on to address athletics and activities, stating that there is a remote possibility at this time of losing a scheduled football game or two, but the Kansas State High School Activities Association is working to ensure that all events that are on the calendar are allowed to take place. We'll continue to follow this developing story with area districts and announce further plans as specifics are lined out. Marysville High School graduation is this Sunday, July 26th. Plans have been adjusted to host the event outdoors at Homer Hansen Stadium beginning Sunday at 2:30. The ceremony will be abbreviated to accommodate the warm weather. Spectators are encouraged to wear masks and social distance. Graduation is also planned this Saturday at Valley Heights at 11 a.m. and Sunday at Axtell at 3 p.m. The Nebraska State Activities Association is preparing to begin the 2020 fall sports season as currently scheduled. First practices for football, volleyball, cross country, girls golf, boys tennis, and softball are to begin August 10th. The health and safety of student participants, coaches, and officials has been a priority in working with activities and member schools. This will not change. Modifications may have to be made. The Activities Association will continue to work with the Nebraska Department of Education, the Governor's Office, and local health departments to make the best decision for students and member schools. The annual Washington County Fair is underway. The horse show is Wednesday, along with open class judging, the pet show, and swine show. Activities continue through Saturday. There will be no carnival games this year, but other events, including parades, both Friday and Saturday evenings are planned, as well as entertainment both those evenings. Tune to KNDY for continued updates and reports from the Washington County Fair. The full schedule is on the Washington County Fair Facebook page. Lorene A. Peters, age 88, of Lynn, passed away July 11th. Private service to be held Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lorene Peters.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth.
Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County.
Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families.
The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity.
Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Republican Senate Hotline, can I help you?
Yeah, I have some questions about the ads I'm seeing.
Well, I'm here to help.
So they say Chris Kobach is too conservative.
Well, that's a judgment call. He's been very consistent on standing with Trump, building a wall and saying voter fraud is dangerous. And supporters of Chris Kobach say he's never wavered on being tough on China.
Huh, that's good to know. And what about Roger Marshall? The ads say he hasn't been for Trump.
Well, Roger Marshall backed John Kasich against Trump. He's a Mitt Romney Republican.
Ugh, I don't like Romney.
And critics say even now Marshall hasn't supported Trump. Marshall's been both for and against a wall, and he was for going easy on China. But now he's flipped.
Well, I'm pretty conservative. Sounds like Marshall's a politician who's all over the place.
Well, that's up for you to decide, ma'am. Paid for by Sunflower State, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 316-285-9550. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Wednesday, we have a frontal boundary across the central and east central parts of the Midwest that will bring us just isolated chances for some showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and into this evening. Otherwise, this frontal boundary will move off towards the east, and it looks like we're going to see dry weather for tomorrow, continuing into the start of the weekend. We are going to see temperatures warm up back into the 90s starting Saturday. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, sunny skies, upper 80s, winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, around 70. As into Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late July, 90. Recent record high, 104 in 2017. The average low 69, the record low 57 in 2009. Sunset this evening 8:47, sunrise in the morning at 6:17.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
An eternal love story is being played out by Midsummer Wildflowers. That story today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 22nd, the 204th day of the year. Actress and singer Selena Gomez shares a birthday with comedian David Spade. Our almanac calendar indicates that black-eyed Susan is in bloom now. That's our cue to revisit the legend of Susan and her betrothed, Sweet William, and how the story is played out in summer fields and meadows. Black-eyed Susan is an old English poem about a girl in search of her true love, who is about to set sail on a long ocean voyage. Tell me, sailors, tell me true, she asks. Does my sweet William sail with you? Colonists carried the legend to America, where they saw the romance dramatized in nature. And we still see it played out each year when Black-eyed Susan and Sweet William come into bloom. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
The press reports a Democrat-linked super PAC is meddling in the Kansas Republican primary. Why are national Democrats spending big money to help Kris Kobach win the Republican primary for Senate? Because the Democrats know they can beat him. They beat him 2 years ago for governor. They also know Kobach used to be pro-abortion. That's right. As reported in the Kansas City Star, as a state Senate candidate, Kobach said, quote, I support a woman's right to choose an abortion in most circumstances. Did you hear that? In most circumstances? Now Kobach's trying to cover up his liberal abortion record. Pro-abortion election loser Kris Kobach. No wonder Democrats like him. Don't let Democrats think they can fool us. Say no to Kris Kobach. Plains PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.plainspac.com.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you.
Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, game number two for spring training for the Kansas City Royals is under their belt, and they lost handily to the Houston Astros in game number two of that series with a final score of 15-6 last night. After the Astros kicked off innings one and two with a couple runs, the Royals came back into the game with three runs in the third inning, but it was consistent for the Astros thereafter with a total of 15 runs, 17 hits, and no errors. The Royals have one more spring training game against the St. Louis Cardinals this afternoon with first pitch at 3:05. After that, the regular season kicks off on Friday with a three-game series on the road in Cleveland against the Cleveland Indians. In other news, the MIAA sports season is starting a bit later this year, with competition for this fall sports starting now in late September.
I think it was one made with putting a plan in place that gives us the best hope to still try and have sports on our campuses this fall.
That was MIAA Commissioner Mike Racy on KAKE News. Mid-America Network Sports.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's summer sales event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with free credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sporting, Sorento, Optima, Zoe, and Sneaker. UK and up to 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805. Expired July 31st, 2020.
Baseball season may have been delayed for most of the country with Major League Baseball, but in the state of Kansas, it's still going to get underway as the NBC Baseball World Series is set to kick off in a couple weeks in two different locations, at X Stadium at Wichita State University and in Hutchinson this year.
Well, it's exciting because Hutchinson loves baseball. We have a great local fan base with the Hutch Monarchs.
That was Leanne Cox, the Vice President of Operations and Tourism for the Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce on KAKE News. Amy Conkling, the Marketing and Development Director for Hutchinson Recreation, also talked about trying to adapt with safety measures and COVID-19 and prepare for a new baseball tournament in the community.
We are definitely professionals when it comes to the ability to adapt and think quick and be flexible. So obviously there's some going to be some anxiety coming to event day, but once it gets here, we're just excited to work with NBC and our partners with Visit Hutch in the city of Hutchinson and get things going for baseball here in Hutchinson.
The tournament is set to kick off on August 3rd. Mid-America Network Sports.
New Holland and Can Equip are celebrating harvest season with New Holland Harvest Days. Get terrific deals on equipment to help you work more productively. Save with 0% financing and cashback offers on select tractors, hay tools, and harvesting equipment. Stop by Can Equip in Marysville today for details. But hurry, Harvest Days end September 30th, 2020.
For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Does it seem like your money is just flying right out your old leaky windows and doors? Isn't it time to stop wasting money? Head to Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville, and they'll show you their selection of energy-efficient windows and doors. The investment of upgrading your windows and doors will pay double dividends in energy savings and improvement in your home's beauty and value. Take a look also at their attractive garage doors, too, at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for state Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
Over 300 years before the Wright brothers would make their first flight at nearby Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, Europeans landed here to begin the first permanent settlement. We recount what became a mysterious struggle next on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Although Native Americans had been living on this continent for hundreds or even thousands of years before Europeans sailed west to discover them, the story of the struggle to establish the first English settlements in the New World remains captivating.
They would first arrive here in July of 1584. Two captains, Ominous and Barlow, sent by Sir Walter Raleigh. Sir Walter Raleigh had the patent on New World colonization, but he was not allowed to come to the New World. He was the captain of Queen Elizabeth's guard, a very needed man by Queen Elizabeth.
Harriet Harrison says they would eventually attempt to establish a colony along what is today the North Carolina coast. That voyage to the New World in 1584 included 500 men, but upon arrival, the friendly relationship with the natives soon began to deteriorate.
The men that came here had been career soldiers, had conquered other lands, and would expect people in conquered lands to take care of them and to feed them. The Algonquin Indians did take care of these people at first, but soon it became a burden, and this area had the worst drought it had seen in years.
At the same time, many of the natives began to die, and they believed the deaths had something to do with their new neighbors.
They thought that Englishmen were shooting them with invisible bullets, but actually the Englishmen were bringing about smallpox, measles, flu, even the common cold, things here the natives were not accustomed to.
But by 1586, Raleigh was ready to make another attempt to establish a colony in the New World. That voyage set sail in 1587, the beginning of what would become one of the continent's greatest mysteries. Those making the trip will become a part of what is today known as the Lost Colony of Roanoke. We'll pick up the story next time as we travel the countryside at Fort Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCray.
It's a sizzling summer sale at LC Grace's in Frankfort. Now through the end of July, save 25% on select clothing, purses, pillows, florals, and stepping stones. Plus buy one, get one half off necklace sets. Grab some ice cream to cool down and enjoy the hot deals at LC Grace's. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
There will be a household auction with appliances, furniture, household items, a rotting lawnmower, and Ford 8M tractor for the Marjorie Mayer Trust, Marjorie Harlan. Saturday, July 25th, sale begins at 9:30. They have a washer, an electric dryer, 9-foot upright freezer, king-size bed, bedroom set, lazy boy reclining divan, glide rocker, glass front hutch, dining table with 6 chairs and 2 leaves, dinette with 4 swivel chairs, 2-drawer file cabinet. The 51 Ford 8N tractor with blade and comfort cover sells at noon. Also kitchen items and appliances, fancy dishes and glassware, a John Deere 48-inch 22-horse riding mower, Schwinn Airdyne exercise bike, gas grill, patio table with 4 chairs, treadmill, and miscellaneous. This household auction for the Marjorie Mayer Trust, Marjorie Harlan, Saturday, July 25th, begins at 9:30 at 1410 North 15th Court, just west of the intersection of 16th Street and Jayhawk Road, north of Marysville City Cemetery. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Chickens that aren't drinking enough water can have health issues. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Take a look at their waterers. If you see scum in them, it's no wonder the chickens are turning up their beaks as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you pick up a glass of water and see a layer of slime around the edges, you wouldn't want to drink it. Chickens don't like slime in their drinking vessels either. It can harbor contaminants and bacteria that affect their health. Susan Watkins is a poultry science professor at the University of Arkansas. She says a thin layer of smelly, slimy scum can form in waterers and water lines. If the scum is green, it's caused by algae. It thrives in direct sunlight and heat and tends to be more of a problem in the summer. Biofilm that is a rusty red in color means that your water supply has naturally occurring iron in it, which attracts nasty stuff.
Anytime you have iron in the water, then you're kind of feeding the Pseudomonas, the E. coli, those types of little bugs. The iron itself, the birds don't mind, but if the bad stuff moves in, say an E. coli moves in, or a really not good Pseudomonas, then those can have a negative effect on our bird performance.
Obviously, the more slime you've got, the more bad stuff is going to move in. Watkins says keeping chicken waterers out of direct sunlight will help minimize it from forming. But there is more you can do.
Clean them as frequently as you can to try to keep the water supply fresh. Know what your water supply is. Does your water have naturally occurring iron, manganese, and sulfur? Those are the three culprits that tend to feed the bad bacteria.
Both algae and iron biofilm development are hampered by a low water pH, so adding a tablespoon of vinegar to each gallon of drinking water might help prevent the slime. Learn more about keeping poultry drinking water clean at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Get yourself some good eats at the Marysville Livestock Incorporated Sale Barn Cafe. From 10 to 2 today, they're serving up fine dishes like smoked burgers, chicken bacon ranch sandwiches, nacho fries, big kahuna burgers, and everyone's favorite, the chicken fried steak. Don't miss it. It only happens once a week at the Marysville Livestock Incorporated Sale Barn Cafe.
someone who can tell a great story, a story where everyone hangs on every word, and the ending has a real punch? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. Storytelling is an art, whether it's funny, dramatic, happy, or sad. So if someone were to tell a story about your life, what would they say? Maybe you're doing a great job raising your children, or you're considered very successful in your career. But really, it's up to you to write your story. God gives you the freedom to make choices, to use your talents, to follow His calling, to live your life in a way that honors Him. When you know your life's purpose, decisions about everything else fall into place, like how you should use all your God-given resources, including your time, talents, and finances. So consider your own story. When it's aligned with God's purpose, you'll find yourself living with more contentment, confidence, and generosity.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that rates for the five leading causes of death in the United States are higher in rural communities. Obstacles faced by providers and patients in rural areas differ from those in urban areas. As your representative, I will support legislation bridging rural health care disparities. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
A case for going back to the old ways of weed control. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the Be Sure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Horsch is a global farm implement manufacturer based in Germany. At the company's U.S. headquarters in Mapleton, North Dakota, Jeremy Hughes is product manager.
We foresee a big swing more toward mechanical weed control here in the future, not just simply from addressing weeds being resistant to a lot of our current chemistries, but from a sustainability standpoint and also from a consumer preference standpoint.
Hughes says high-profile court cases involving glyphosate and dicamba also suggest there's reason to consider the mechanical weed control methods that were common before chemical controls were introduced. He maintains that consumers and processors are increasingly pressing for organic production or a hybrid version somewhere between conventional and organic.
Producers out there are starting to see the opportunities that are coming with what we would call hybrid farming or organic farming and are slowly making some transitions. Let's say we have a 2,000-acre farmer. They change over 500 acres. That 500 acres today is making more money than the whole farm was prior to having organic on it.
Hughes says there's a saying in his business, no weed is resistant to iron. Learn more at Horsch.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and Midwest Ford Dealers. Again, checking in on a few different regions throughout the state of Nebraska, we will start out in the Panhandle as the Southern Panhandle wheat harvest is beginning to wrap up there. About 95% complete as the region saw a sawfly damage this year.
producers estimating anywhere between 5 to 15 bushels lost. There hasn't been any moisture in the region in the past month or so, leaving topsoil extremely dry. Overall, producers reporting wheat quality to be good, with protein averaging about 10.5%, the test weights reaching about 60 pounds or higher, and the yield was reported to be average, with about 45 bushels being common in the area. Looking in the northern panhandle, they're continuing to progress through harvest, with about 70% of it now complete. The region received between about an inch of rain earlier in the week, along with some hail, which will slow progress down until it dries up again, though dryland harvest has been moving along steadily, and irrigated harvest is expected to begin later this week. Yields are about average, ranging between 35 and 60 bushels, proteins between 10 and 11%, and the test weights right now are averaging 60 pounds. We'll look now at a few elevator reports and a few areas that are near completion, including near Chappelle, Nebraska, at Frenchman Valley, about 98% complete, the moisture coming in at 11.65%, protein levels at 10.65%, and the test weights coming in at 60.95 pounds. Now to Hemingford, Nebraska, the Farmers Co-op, they're harvesting about 80% complete, moisture at 11.5%, protein at 11%, and the test weights coming in at 60.9 pounds. Summer harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of Mid-America Ag Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and...
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. K-State grain market economist Dan O'Brien says the weather is impacting row crops, and it's become the dominant influence in the markets of late. Are things priced fair?
So it makes a person ask the question of, well, you know, is there room for volatility yet? Is this, you know, when in your own area you've gotten some rain, which we have in Kansas, does that mean we now are kind of over worried about size of crop? Are we just going to sort of move sideways to lower, maybe dramatically lower into harvest?
He said if certain areas don't receive adequate timely moisture, it could be a big change come fall harvest.
To me, it's going to drive us towards answering the question whether we trust the development hybrids that we've had to overcome any of these problems. It'll all be just great, as it's been the last several years in a row. Or will we be surprised by hot nighttime temperatures or some other malady coming in and taking us lower? The worry I'd have right now is for corn anyway, end up and to not be 178.5 bushels per acre like USDA is talking, but something more like a 173, 175. But that's only my intuition saying that, gosh, it's not just perfect out there in a lot of areas of the country.
What about a rally for wheat?
There are weather reports, quite a bit of volatility in the wheat market in the last few days. In fact, we had been down to about 425 or so 2 or 3 weeks ago, jumped up to about 460, 448 and a quarter. And a lot of that on rumors, fact of some weather issues out in Russia, you know, affecting some of the Black Sea region supply. So there's still the possibility that Russia could be affected significantly as an export competitor. And if that happens, then you have the export demand pull coming in and trying to pull grain out of these Kansas and Great Plains elevators.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report.
brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here. And another attack on the cattle industry, being blamed for a severe shortage of water in our future. I'll talk about it after this message. If you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds plus the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the green rush. All you need to do is pick up the phone, call 989-303-8178. It's that easy to start making more per acre. Call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flora.com. That's FLURA.com. Well, I mentioned just a few days ago that the cattle industry was pleased with the new dietary guidelines issued this past week for the Departments of Health and Agriculture. But today I talk about a report that again is attacking the cattle industry because of its use and need for water, not only for the animals, but for the crops that the animals consume. And the story that came to my desk on Reuters, as a fifth-generation rancher in Colorado, Paul Brukos knows the value of water because not only does he raise cattle irrigated by the Colorado River, but he runs a fly fishing business on those same streams. And he said, "My income, my life requires a reliable water resource." But he pointed out, since moving to northern Colorado 2 decades ago, the Colorado River has shrunk by an average of 20% compared to the last century. And while climatic conditions are one culprit, the area is suffering the worst regional dry spell on record. But there is another big problem that is put forward by those who are anti-livestock production here in the United States. A recent analysis published in Nature found cattle to be one of the major drivers of water shortages. Notably, it is because of water used to grow crops that are fed to cows, such as alfalfa and other hay. And across the U.S., cattle feed crops, which end up as beef and dairy production, accounts for, according to this study, and I don't know who's involved in that study, but they say that the cattle industry accounts for 23% of all water consumption, according to the report. In the Colorado River Basin, it's over half of the use of water for cattle, according to this study that was conducted by Sustainable Waters, that's a water conservation nonprofit with Brian Richter as the head of it. And he went on to say, as they released the report and the study results, "We're only seeing the beginning of what's going on to become a major natural resource issue for everybody living in the Western United States. Agriculture accounts for 92% of humanity's freshwater footprint across the planet, but has long been identified as a major culprit in the drought." Another attack, if you're in the cattle business, coming from an outside group. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Book now and save on your propane needs with Wanklin Oil. They remind customers that prepay discount contracts are due July 24th. Wanklin Oil is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane. Regardless whether you're warming your home or business in the winter or flame grilling outside during the summer, you can depend on Wanklin Oil to help you increase your comfort, power your home, and reduce your energy costs using propane. Contact them for convenient delivery and payment options. And remember, prepaid discount contracts are due July 24th.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Hydraulic systems will occasionally leak, and if you don't take the right safety precautions during an inspection, it's gonna hurt. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Systems on agricultural equipment are used for maneuvers such as lifting the buckets on skid steers or adjusting the position of combine headers. Hydraulic fluid moves through very small openings within the system and is under very high pressure that can exceed 2,000 pounds per square inch. For perspective, running water from a household faucet typically measures 40 pounds per square inch. Chuck Schwab is an extension safety specialist at Iowa State University. He says one of the most common points of injury from a hydraulic system is looking for a pinhole leak. Never try to find it with your hands.
Hydraulic fluid can be under high pressure and it can get very hot. Both of those conditions create a serious hazard for your hands. The pinhole leak in a hose is difficult to see. Plus, it allows that hydraulic fluid to leave the system under high pressure. And that very small stream of hot hydraulic fluid can easily penetrate your skin, causing infection, poisoning, and burns.
He recommends using a piece of wood or cardboard to locate the leak. Another hazard of the hydraulic system is if you mix low and high pressure couplings.
The leakage may not be like a pinhole leak, but at the same time, you're throwing out liquid. You have possible fire hazards. You have environmental damage. Plus, if you have a fitting that pops off, you can have one, the hose whipping around, or part of that piece of that fitting can actually become a projectile.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more hydraulic system safety tips at agriculture.com.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families. The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity. Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy. To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Hello and good Wednesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims Beck, with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday points, we're still seeing a mixed day today. Higher through the grains, though, as September corn is now up 4 1/4, sitting at 327 a bushel. December selling off at 334. That's up 3 1/4 cents a day. Stronger for the wheat complex, Chicago, spring Kansas City wheat all higher, including September Kansas City wheat up 5 1/4 to 447 3/4. December up a nickel to 458 3/4. The soybeans have rebounded to see slight gains now here through the lunch hour after a morning of losses. August soybeans are up 3 at 899 1/2. September now up 3 1/4 to 894 1/4. Soybean meal also in the green with August up 130 at 286.90. However, soybean oil has turned negative. August now down 12 points at 29.95. Cotton still in the red as well. October cotton down 6 points at 62.85. A look through the livestock, still more of the same. Mixed
to slightly lower numbers, with August live cattle down 52 cents to 101.32, October to 105.72, that's down 40. The immediate months for feeder cattle back into the red, including August down 2 cents at 141.30, September down 2 to 142.95, but they do see mixed figures beyond that. Mixed to slightly higher for the lean hogs, with August hogs up 97 cents to 52.45, October up a dime to $50.12. So look at the energy markets here through the lunch hour. Sees unleaded gas back fractionally higher to 128 a gallon. Crude oil, though, still slightly lower. September down a dime at 41.80 a barrel. Heating oil and natural gas are both slightly lower as well. July silver still having a whale of a day, currently up $1.41 an ounce, sitting at $22.91 an ounce. August gold's up $20.70 to $18.64.60, and the dollar index still down 15 points, sitting at 94.91. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's Summer Sales Event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima, Solo, and Stinger through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.